You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark this week down in your calendars historically as the turning point, the point where the GOP, only by sheer force of will by Donald Trump, began to fight back. Took us a long time to get here, Lee, like a baby begins to crawl and then pulls up and then begins to walk and eventually begins to run. We were crawling a year ago in May. Beginning of the month, man, I'll never forget this as long as I live. Donald Trump would stand in front of that courtroom in New York. They had broken so many laws in order to prosecute him. And yet nobody stood by his side. And I screamed about it at the time. No Republican wanted to be seen with him. The only people standing there as he would make speeches about the outrage every day in court was the Secret Service. That was it. He was by himself. Because we were capitulating again. Well, we'll just let them put him in prison and then we'll pretend like he was never president. And I was screaming to say, somebody go stand with them. The Democrats, if we did this to them, they would have sent everybody, every popular known Democrat face to stand behind that person. And they would have screamed together in outrage. And they would have stopped it. But how we got there. And the only reason he's president is they went too far. I've said since then, Lee, if they had just gotten him on three of those felonies and rejected the rest, it would have looked reasonable to the American people. I'm not sure he'd be president. They screwed up. But we let him. The GOP leadership let him. It was fine with them. How do we get there where the norm by Democrats becomes, hey, you know what? If you get too popular, we're just going to go ahead and put you in prison on trumped up charges. We'll commit felony level fraud, doctoring the evidence in the classified documents case. Nah, no big deal. We're Democrats. We control every single institution. We've illegally weaponized it. And we pretended and pretended and pretended and pretended none of it was going on. We let them steal 20, 30 seats from us in the census by counting illegal immigrants. And once they saw that we would allow that, that is why you got the open border. I mean, understand, look where we were, okay? And Stephen Miller on a daily basis, deputy chief of staff for Donald Trump, is on TV saying these are replacement voters. This is a voter drive. They were brought here to outvote you. Before Trump's level, you go back 3 years, no Republican leader, not counting Donald Trump, would have been caught dead saying such a thing because it was true. We let them weaponize every single agency. We let them brutalize us. It's a miracle we won that election. A miracle. And so that was the part where you get, if you win the election, you get to limp onto the field of battle. You don't get to win the battle. You just get to be on the field, which we were not allowed on before. They were just arresting us right off of it and taking us off in handcuffs. Destroying the lives of anybody who got in their way with fake trumped up charges. This Republican leadership did basically almost nothing. I mean, remember, it was so bad. Republican leadership allowed an investigation of Devin Nunes for telling the truth about the Russia collusion hoax. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a minute. That was who the GOP leadership was. And we got to the point where we had nothing left to capitulate on or give up. And then they came for free speech, as we demonstrated the last hour. We'd have capitulated on everything else. We'd probably compromise on that too. And we did. Our leader said, how much money do you want for the censorship program? They were still trying to do that. Mike Johnson, after Trump won the second time, the month after. He was trying to censor Elon Musk. I'll never forget it. He had just gone to that, remember that MMA fight where they all walked in bosses?
Yep.
And I said, Elon Musk better watch out. Mike Johnson's walking behind him. He'll put a knife in his back. Sure enough, within weeks, he's trying to demonetize Elon Musk with the Democrats. So understand something. You got to keep perspective, okay? And I know everybody wants indictments tomorrow and they want it all done right now, but we're in the learning to walk phase. Someday we'll run. This is the week we pulled up like a toddler and began walking again on the field of battle. We're on the field of battle now. This is the first time I've seen us ever go offensive. No. And just say no to the Democrat. No, we're redistricting Texas, just like you guys did a year ago in New York when you eliminated three Republican seats. Sorry. Bash your heads against the wall, cry, scream, gnash your teeth, scream Holocaust, say Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. We can't hear you. Do you see what I'm saying? This is the first offensive move Trump has made. True offensive move. And it was coupled with, oh, hey, guess what? We're not going to pretend anymore that you guys actually won those 20 to 30 seats. Because you didn't. You broke the law to let the illegals in. You turned the border guard into a human trafficking operation. You brought 300,000 kids here to be sex abused. And by the way, you brought 20 million people in illegally to pack the census. We're going to say it out loud because Republican leaders wouldn't even say that. And guess what? We're redoing the census, and this time we're not counting the illegals. Now, Trump's going to have to win that in office in the court. Yeah. But just to say it, understand how radical to say it is. Do you remember when the Democrats declared that you cannot say replacement voter, that was a conspiracy theory, right, and you would be destroyed? Mm-hmm. And so Fox News was left so terrified of that they would lie to you on an almost daily basis and pretend that actually the reason where the illegals were here was because Joe Biden was senile and he forgot to close the gate. They were terrified to say what it was. Nobody would do it for the longest time, not until Trump beat them. And then we began to say it. To speak it. I mean, Lee, again, the census fired 300 people. I had the wrong number earlier this week. I was remembering 243. It's actually worse. It's 300 people for outright fraud.
Wow.
Directed, the inspector general admitted in his report, directed by their supervisors. Kevin McCarthy never spoke a word of it, never condemned it. He was our leader then. Yeah, just pretend it's not happening. Pretend we're not living through a Marxist revolution. Let's just pretend some more. Not only have we stopped pretending, we are fighting back and they don't know what to do. They've never seen this before. Because the Bush people controlled the party and the highest value was you never ever embarrass yourself by making a Democrat scream. You never do that. It is best to go down in defeat and be ruled like a dog without complaining. And that is why this week, Barack Obama weighed in on this redistricting in Texas, Lee, and George Bush was silent and he lives in Texas. This is embarrassing. We do not fight back. We do not draw districts to capture the five seats we legitimately deserve by the numbers. By the way, exactly as Governor Kathy Hochul did in New York last year. She drew three Republican districts right out of the state. Mm-hmm. I've never seen us do this before. This is fantastic. And to say this, think about this. Stephen Miller is his deputy chief of staff. To say this replacement argument wasn't done 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It was thought of as the height of racism because it was true. And we don't say true things in America. We didn't used to, but we do now.
Democrats have stolen 20 to 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. I mean, just think about that for a second. They stole 20 or 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. And now you have Democrats talking about, oh, Republicans can't change their congressional maps? You have literally brought invaders into this country by the tens of millions to rig the results of the census and the apportionment of our congressional seats. And then on top,
Republican leaders didn't talk that way. It was considered shameful. Yep. But they do now.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this week. Look what's going on. Be encouraged. I know some of you want, you know, victories tomorrow. It's not going to happen that way, but you got to see the slow progression forward because it's really something to watch. And now we have Ken Paxton. He's not backing down. He is in the process of defeating John Cornyn, a Bush era Republican leader in Texas. And Paxton says, no, I don't care. Deadlines today, Democrats come back or they go in handcuffs. I don't care.
AG Paxton, will we see Texas Democrat lawmakers in handcuffs by the end of today?
I don't know. We're definitely waiting to see if they show up. We get, you know, Dustin Burroughs, our speaker, has given them a deadline of showing up today. They show up today, we're all happy. We can get our business done and everybody's good. If they do not show up, we will be in an Illinois courtroom trying to do just that, not necessarily trying to handcuff them, but get them back to the state of Texas, hold them in contempt. And if they refuse to come, hopefully put them in jail.
And what they need is quorum, Lee.
Yep.
Now, Ken Paxton, the AG of the state of Texas, said, look, I think we don't need a lot of them back. We just need a few. And we'll hit quorum. We can get this through. And he thinks they'll get it. So I hope they do.
What do you think would happen to Republicans if Republicans kept a Democrat representative from getting to the into the legislature to cast a vote?
Then arrest them.
So this is exactly what they are self-deporting, basically. They are taking themselves out of the state so that they cannot participate in their assigned legislative duty, which is to represent their constituents. Now, they claim that they're still working, that they are doing things outside of the legislative body to continue to do their work. But their primary mission, their primary objective is to represent the people by voting in the state legislature. And they are walking away from it and purposefully stopping the legislature from being able to proceed. Gee, I thought that was one of the charges of the January 6th thing, that you were obstructing Congress. Now, I realize this is a state legislature. It's a different situation, but it's a similar crime.
It is. I got to say one thing, though. I don't want a picture of a Democrat in handcuffs because it's going to confirm their dictator narrative. Right. What I do want is to begin the process, and I'll play some of this audio coming up, of removing them from office.
Yes, that you are.
I think that's the more morally correct way to do it.
That is the way to do it because that's what the rules are. Because if you refuse to do your constitutionally sworn job, if you're refusing to show up for work, you ought to be removed from office.
You and I would be removed very quickly if we didn't show up for work.
Exactly.
So, and so everybody else in America, same thing. So the Democrats can show up for work, take their loss. We took our loss in New York. We had to do it. We had to swallow it. They can too. They are not royalty and they need to learn that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, this was badass. Pam Bondi, historic record offer for the capture, or anything leading to the capture, of Nicolas Maduro, dictator of Venezuela.
Today, the Department of Justice and State Department are announcing a historic $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Maduro uses foreign terrorist organizations like TDA, Sinaloa, and Cartel of the Suns to bring deadly drugs and violence into our country. To date, the DEA has seized 30 tons of cocaine linked to Maduro and his associates, with nearly 7 tons linked to Maduro himself, which represents a primary source of income for the deadly cartels based in Venezuela and Mexico. Cocaine is often laced with fentanyl, resulting in the loss and destruction of countless American lives. The DOJ has seized over $700 million of Maduro-linked assets, including 2 private jets, 9 vehicles, and more. Yet Maduro's reign of terror continues. He is one of the largest narco traffickers in the world and a threat to our national security. Therefore, we've doubled his reward to $50 million. Under President Trump's leadership, Maduro will not escape justice, and he will be held accountable for his despicable crimes.
Why are they interested in him? They want him awfully badly. Why do you think they do? Well, if you're one of my Battleground America podcast listeners, you went, oh, yesterday, because you know why they want Maduro. And it's for all of that that she just said yes, but that's not the main reason. See, Maduro did a remarkable thing a few months ago, and I've been screaming about it ever since, because I want to know if it's true. I have a funny feeling it is. Remember when he randomly opened the jails and let Tren de Aragua members out? Remember when that Venezuelan judge announced, hey, yeah, no, they're definitely coming to America. This was the leadership that he let out. He gave a speech, Maduro did, saying, I didn't want to send them. Makes sense. Because in Venezuela, Maduro understands this. Tren de Aragua is not just another cartel. It's not just another criminal gang like MS-13. It's special. Tren de Aragua is the enforcement arm of the Socialist Party. They happen to dabble in crime as well. They're allowed to do that because they act like they're kings, basically. But they are primarily socialist. They have a political bent, and their first function is bloodshed on behalf of the Socialist Party. That's why they were the ones on the bikes with the guns shooting people on street corners who were protesting when Maduro stole the election again. He only won 30% of the vote, but took office anyway. And those very brave protests were short-lived because Tren de Aragua just right on by, shoots you right in the head. They banned guns in that country, but then 2 years turned around and distributed them to Tren de Aragua so they could shoot people in the head. It's a model the Democrats would love. You know it. Look how they have defended gangsters the most. Well, in the speech, Maduro said, he did not want to release them. Makes sense. They're loyal to him. He could probably use them there. He's like, I didn't want to send them to America. Biden made me. And then he said an even more curious thing. He said the FBI helped shuttle them into the country. And he even told Trump where to check. He said the FBI had a series of safe houses they were using, that they moved them through Colombia and that at the country. and that he moved them through Colombia, and that if we check the records, if we dug deeply enough, we would find the whole operation. That Tren de Aragua, including most especially the leadership, was being imported into America to run the very same kinds of operations. Folks, then you begin to see it. Look how the Democrats behaved in Aurora when they began to take over apartment complexes. They refused to liberate the apartment complexes and then lied. And it was very, very well structured. Remember, the manager for one of the apartment complexes was beaten near to death and given the message to bring back to the landlord, we will kill you and your family if you take your property back. Local police refused to do anything. The state law enforcement refused to do anything. They went all the way to the governor and attorney general's office, who refused to do anything. Then all those people lied and said that it wasn't going on and they knew nothing about it. All of it to protect the operations at Tren de Aragua as they established their capital in the U.S., because that's what it is. It's in Aurora. That's their gang capital. We know that from the UK Daily Mail. They did honest reporting. Nobody else did, not in this country. Remember how we'd have to read UK Daily Mail to find out because the media was blacking it out? That's why they're so hard to talk to him. They want him. That's why they want him. Now look how Biden put a $25 million reward price on Maduro. Don't fall for that. That was to get the ability to extract Tren de Aragua from Venezuela. Hey, either we let him go, let us bring him here to America, we'll get him good in ensconced, they'll be muscle for the Democrat Party, or we'll bring in on the $25 million reward. We just doubled it to 50. But I bet that's why they're interested in him. I bet they want to have a conversation with him. And you can't exactly call 1-800-Maduro. They sure want him, don't they? Bet that's why. Folks, this could all, by the end of the Trump administration, get very, very interesting.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So many great things going on this week. I can't even keep track of it all. Start with this, Donald Trump announcing, if you are a transgender athlete, in other words, you're a man coming here to, say, beat up a woman in the boxing match for the Olympics or any other reason, visa denied. You're not even coming into the country. It's brilliance. The kind of really smart stuff that when the Democrats used to do, I'd be like, wow, who thought of that? That's so obvious, but yet not. Some genius came up with that. Meaning women going forward who are participating in international sporting events in this country, from soccer to boxing, aren't going to have to get beat up by men anymore as a price of playing. He's just going to block them at the door. And you know what that means? Olympics is in 2028. We're not going to have to watch a man beat up a woman and her stop the match because she doesn't want brain damage anymore. It'll be so refreshing. It'll be like the old Olympics, where beating women wasn't a sport across all sports. And I mean, like in the case of the boxing, literally beating women, which is celebrated now by Democrats. But that's only the beginning. Folks, I can remember my outrage on the radio, if you've listened to me long enough, when George W. Bush, this is how old this is, decided it would be a really good idea to go ahead and consolidate Canada, Mexico, and America by allowing anybody who could get in a truck and drive from a Mexican port to drive right up over our border and keep going. Trans-American trucking. The idea was to displace American truckers. It's how Bush rolled. It's where a lot of this globalism came from. That's why we talk so much about it on this show, so you understand where does this stuff come from. We can't defeat it if we understand. Don't understand. It started in the Republican Party, not with Obama, like a lot of people think. Well, Bush was the one who pioneered the program, and it was to help the Mexican ports. And it didn't matter that it was going to cost American truck drivers their jobs, because Mexican drivers would drive for less. It didn't matter, because this was going to be one big economic unit. And the thought was, it'd just be great. You know, the goods would move through and everybody would benefit. It was all part of the EU-style union that George W. Bush tried to build by dissolving our borders with Canada and with Mexico. And it ended when Trump was elected this time. I mean, just these little things like that give me chills. Here's Sean Duffy, our transportation secretary, announcing how Donald Trump has already gotten 1,500 of those trucks off the road. By the way, 5,000 people die a year in these trucking accidents. A lot of them because these guys come in here and they'll put a crew in the truck so they can drive straight through. They don't speak English. A lot of them are illiterate in their own language. They can't read signs in any language, and they don't know how to drive on our roads.
How important is it for truck drivers to speak English in this country?
Listen, it's wildly important, because this has been on the American books for decades. Because if you're pulled over, or if you have a crash and you can't communicate with law enforcement or with first responders, it's a truly safety issue. Barack Obama, what he did is he took the teeth out of this rule of English only. We brought those teeth back to the pre-Obama era to go, we're going to put you out of service. We've taken 1,500 trucks out of service off the roads because the drivers couldn't speak English. And I think that's what the American people expect from us. English is the language of the United States of America. Right. And if you're going to get in a mobile missile, you should speak our language.
Excellent. He blames Obama. We always do. But that started with Bush. I remember sitting there enraged on the radio covering it. But you know what? 1,500 trucks off the road. That's 1,500 jobs for 1,500 American truck drivers. That's fantastic. And then we have this yesterday. The hits just keep coming.
Now, the president also announced America's median family income has surged since his return to the White House. This is $1,174 higher. And, you know, we saw the economy do really well under President Trump's first term. And to be clear, despite all the concerns about tariffs now, we still have seen the market, the Nasdaq, hit another record yesterday. So the markets are really strong right now as well. And there's a trickle-down theory in that, that the markets do well, the economy does well, and that your paycheck at home does well.
Median $1,100 income gain for Americans. Yeah, that's what happens when 1.5 million foreign nationals who were in the workforce exit over the last 4 months, and 383,000 Americans just last month, American-born, get jobs. That's what happens. You shrink the workforce, it trickles up. It trickles up. Fantastic news. I mean, just get the hits just keep coming in, coming in, coming. Headline: deep state leakers scramble to mitigate Russiagate fallout. Well, what's the article about? Daily Caller writing about how, and I remember the frustration of this, in the last Trump administration, we didn't declassify any of this stuff because somehow we had to let Bill Barr sit there and decide, you know, sources and methods and what to keep classified. Well, he ended up keeping 100% of it classified. Trump made a massive error turning that over to him. This time, no. And it details how the CIA, not John Ratcliffe, but internally the agents in there tried to stop the release and declassification of all this data, claiming sources and methods, when what it really was crimes and crimes and crimes and fake. You can't have sources and methods if the intel is fake and the source is Hillary Clinton's campaign, specifically a woman named Julia on the campaign. That's not, she's not CIA that we know of. That's not sources and methods. It's all a big lie, declassify. And they did, with almost no redactions that were asked for by the CIA. Folks, that is a 180 from the last Trump administration, where he just turned it over to the deep state to decide what to declassify. Nothing was ever declassified. Meanwhile, and folks, this, you want a measure of how the GOP didn't fight before but is now? Here it is in math. New report, current report is indicated, and there's two of these polling groups out this morning with this, that the Republican Party and President Trump stand to gain up to 14 seats based on redistricting before 2026. One of those is Washington Post. Texas and Florida can be 5 each, Ohio 2, Indiana and Missouri 1 each. So that's, folks, 14 seats without the census redo. You getting an, are you starting to get the census redo where we decide we're not going to count illegals? Are you starting to get an idea of, we should not only have a large majority in Congress, we should have an extremely large majority in Congress. We shouldn't be sweating the midterms at all. Folks, and it makes sense. Look at the polling last week from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, Republicans aren't that popular. They're at negative 11 in favorability. Democrats are at negative 30. Because the Wall Street Journal pollster even admits people are afraid of them. We shouldn't be neck and neck with them. We're beginning to see how the Republican Party has allowed them to take seats through fraud, through the border drive, which we decided to go along with their rules and never speak of, you know, before Trump came back on the scene. Through all of it. I mean, folks, we stand to gain 14 seats based on redistricting. Why are we waiting and doing this every decade? Because we're stupid. We're just dumb. But not anymore. And folks, I'm telling you, we'd be doing none of this. You wouldn't be seeing what you're seeing in Texas if Donald Trump wasn't the president. He just won't accept that we're just going to roll over to these people. And he's right. We should roll over to these people. It's ridiculous what we did. Okay, another group called the ARP, ARP.org, apportionment forecast net for next census. Folks, this is redoing the census fairly, even with counting the illegals. Florida gains 4, Texas gains 4, California loses 3, New York loses 2. Republicans gain 10 seats, Democrats lose 9, 1 toss-up. Folks, and that's counting the illegals. You don't count the illegal. Folks, no Republican leader would ever do this. They never would, not before Trump. It would simply just remain undone and we'd let the Democrats win.
Democrats have stolen 20 to 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. I mean, just think about that for a second. They stole 20 or 30 House seats by counting.
That's Stephen Miller's deputy chief of staff, which is why, folks, quote of the week, because he knows it's true. Dawn of the Democrat Party, Democrat consultant James Carville, seeing us fight back this week for the first time, nailed it.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yeah. We never fought back before. That's the quote of the week because it's true. Joining me now is State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How did you feel this week? Because I know this has been a passionate issue for you. Seeing that President Donald Trump was debanked, tried to take $1 billion after he was kicked out of JP Morgan Chase to Bank of America. And they're like, no, we don't want your money. Slam the door in his face. And it turned out it was Biden regulators who were pressuring, terrorizing these banks into turning Trump away. If it could happen to him, it could happen to anybody. How'd you feel watching that, Treasurer?
Well, I knew about it early. I started on the debanking problem in 2015. I've spoken about it all around the country and overseas. I've talked to the president about it. I've talked to Nigel Farage about it. I had breakfast with Senator Sam Brownback right after he was debanked. And, you know, he's such a calm natured, good-natured fella. You can see in his face what that kind of discrimination over his religious beliefs, that kind of discrimination that was pushed on him by the regulators, and he was debanked because of what he believes and his faith. This went on too long. You know, the Obama administration weaponized this whole thing in 2013. They had the regulators working with outside protest groups, and they manufactured these crises. So if you're in the gun manufacturing business or sales, if you're in the religion business, or pro-life, or any other number of instances, these big banks and financial institutions work to make sure that you just couldn't do business. And I'm so pleased that the president has acted, and we've now got to hope that Congress will enshrine that somehow in statutory language.
Is there anything states can do?
I haven't had a lot of luck in getting these types of issues addressed here, but we might, you know, especially now that he's got this order out there. I'll certainly over the next couple of weeks be calling leaders in the General Assembly and see what we can't work out.
Yeah, we need state legislation. They've not usually been too quick on the get up. The General Assembly to help conservatives. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's always easier when you got other people that you can follow along. And I get that. You know, that's just life. But so maybe there's enough out there that we could get. And the House is always receptive to this type of thing. So we'll start with them. And maybe we'll find some sponsors who'll pick up the ball and run. We just can't have the federal government dictating discrimination through the most powerful force that there is, which is the money business.
Yeah, you know, and Curtis Loftus, I often say where we are now is every time Democrats win, even just the presidency, we will not know until that presidency is over whether we will get any of our Bill of Rights freedoms back, our free speech, our Fourth Amendment rights, any of it. It's just become the norm to go ahead and take them the spoils of war. I mean, what can we do to stay safe here going forward? We can't live this way.
Well, I listened to your last segment. You know, I have a 2-minute commute to work just about, so I don't get to hear much, but I was able to listen to the whole segment just now. And each one of the things you mentioned in that last segment were advantages that the Democratic Party took, but it's ones that the Republican establishment gave them. I mean, you didn't mention Act Blue, but it took me one Saturday afternoon, about 3 hours of reading, and this is 5 years ago, to know that Act Blue was just the largest money launderer in the world. And it took the Republican Party leadership 10 years to finally do something about it. It took me 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon to understand the impact of these illegals in the census. And now it takes Donald Trump. Where was the rest of the establishment? You know, we have races for governors and many states and senators, and everybody tells us that they were working hard for us. But where were they when all this was happening? I can tell you, none of them wanted to talk about it. None of them wanted to stick their neck out. And I kind of got riled up and listened to these things because it's all so obvious. The Republican establishment is our problem, and we've got to make them work and work for us. Donald Trump is accomplishing that in a bigger way than I ever thought he could. I've been a Trump guy since day one, and I couldn't be more happy about it. But we've got to have results now. It's time to stop talking and just do it. And we could probably all, not the news, we need you folks transmitting it. But as far as the politicians, we need to just be quiet and do it. Because that's what the Democrat Party does. When they're in power, they just do it. We need to do it and then transmit the successes. What we have a problem with is we talk about, you know, like the Epstein stuff. We've been talking about for 100 years, and it never gets settled to everybody's liking. So whatever comes out of it, we just need to act and then let it speak for itself. And I'll be glad when that happens. And that translates to the state level, too. We've got good news on the state level. The state has had its high credit rating reaffirmed. I'm so pleased about that. That means that every taxpayer pays less money. When we build roads and bridges and prisons and schools, that involves borrowed money, and it's just like your home. If you've got a good credit score, you pay less interest. Well, the state had its credit ratings reaffirmed, and that means we're going to pay less tax dollars in interest than we would before.
Curtis Loftus, I got to hit a hard break. Can you hang on? Do you have a minute to come back in the next segment? Okay, hang on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.